W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
KUFHW, KUBHSB. KAAFHW, KUBHSB. KAAFHW. Yeah, there you are. Can you be just a thing? Yeah, you sound good. I just walked out on the back front porch, so let's go to the other one and see if we can do it. Can you be just a thing? KUFHW. Oh, there you are. Back on 3-1, eh? Yeah, I didn't hear you at all. So I don't know. It was surprised me. I thought I'd hear you. Yeah. So did I. I could hear something in there, you know, just barely, you know, making a little bit of noise. I had my squelch opened up, okay? And, but, you know, I couldn't, nothing there recognizable. Well, we're probably a lot farther away than we think. Right. And there's a lot of leaves, too. You know, and probably in the wintertime it would probably work, you know. But, yeah. Well, at least you guide. Yeah, it's amazing. I can hit the UHF 444.5 from here. I can hit all the Saginaw repeaters and Flint, Mayville. It's flat land here, so it's pretty good. Yeah, because I'm pointed just a little bit, just a little bit off of south, you know, south, southeast, just a little bit. All right, well, we tried. Okay, well, have a good weekend. I'm going to get out of here. It's pretty muggy out here already. Yeah, I was just getting ready to jump in the shower, take a shower, and go outside and finish cutting my grass. In 3 days, I'm working on that. Okey-doke. Well, knock her out while it's still cool yet, because it doesn't look like it's going to improve until Wednesday. Yeah, and what I seen in this long-range forecast is we'll skip next weekend up in the 90s again. Yay! Oh, I hate this weather. Yeah, me too. All right. It's just a being stated of HW. Talk to you later. All right, later. KUB, just to see.
Hello, Fenton. This is Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra, W8FS, monitoring and say hello.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim in Richmond.
KB8FWR, Kilowatt Bravo 8, here with Romeo.
Checking all you are, but it's not set up yet.
Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you haven't checked in yet, please call KGRHB.
Roger. Same here. I'll be monitoring.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Evening, there is a stationary instrument to you. Check in now.
Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. Good afternoon, and thank you for checking in to hear you.
This is
Charlie November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar,
Ron Faganoff County.
In Richmond.
Double, double.
The Richmond station, try it again.
Net control, this is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N8WRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, in Richmond.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, got you in there. Thanks for checking in. Other station, try to get over.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, ECRO, Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger, got you checked in, you're number 9, over.
WBA Delta X-ray Bravo, checking in.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Got you in there, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. You're number 10. Out. Bravo, taking 3-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you haven't checked in yet and wish to do so, please call. Or if you're listening via the UHF's HF with your peers, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in. Please call Canadian Air HB. Hotel Bravo, taking 3-net check-in this afternoon for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. Also, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeater, UHF and DHF, you are also able to check in on this set. Please call KDRHB.
Bravo, posted for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corner. This passing every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on air at a frequency of 300 megahertz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via the FMUHF Spring Street meters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on the FMUHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be released only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AUXCOM and Michigan, including ARIES, NPS, and PADMORS, all radio amateurs with a sincere interest in participating in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following statements listed. Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, Kilo Bravo 9 Alpha Romeo, November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8 Victor Foxtrot, and Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha Echo Bravo. These stations need not check in again. Other stations for the net, please call. Nothing heard. Any relays? Nothing heard. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta, will you put out a net call? Over.
KRHB and KKBD will do. This is KKBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Repeat, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into this net, please call now. This is KKBD. A W-O-J. I think it was a K-E-A-W-O-J. Did you copy that?
I copied by intercept. Kilo Echo 8 Whisker. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Roger, you're added to the roster. This is K-E-A-R-H-B. All right, well, go ahead and get started. We'll start off with Max, our emergency coordinator, Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Go ahead, Max.
All right, KE8RHP, KE8DUN, thank you for taking net control this afternoon. I got a high noise floor from here. I've got your light copy now. It might improve it from as the net goes on. Just real brief, this evening we continue our planning for the fall set. That's at 7:30 on Zoom. Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock on Zoom is a FEMA Region 5 AUXCOM committee for the record. And Thursday is a couple of things. The AUXCOM work group for Michigan is on Thursday afternoon at 2, and then the FEMA Region 5 Recreate, we have a co-chair leader meeting that is to plan out the agenda for the next monthly meeting, which is at the end of August. With that, I hope everybody stays cool and safe and healthy this week. This is KEAG on back to Max.
All right. Thanks, Max, for your comments. Thanks for handling all those meetings. But, yeah, appreciate you checking in. I have you light here, but I was able to kind of do 3%. So next on the list, Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
KDA8RHB in the net. This is KJBD. Name is Jim. I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much happening. Things have settled down a little bit. We did a nice siren test and actually found another one was broke. That's sort of why we do this. You usually find a couple or three broke every year. But they get them out, get them fixed, and we keep them all operational. Other than that, not too much going on. Just sort of chilling and waiting to see what's coming up in the fall. Anyway, thanks for running the net, Brett. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Those pesky sirens, I know. We've been working on those here as well, so, but same thing, we're, we find them and get them fixed, so just gotta be patient with it. But, all right, thanks for checking in. Next on the list, if you can hear me, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango, Quebec, Zulu, drop your comments, Mike.
WBATQZ is KJBD, assisting net control, your upper comments, sir.
KJBD, thanks for the relay. You're about the only station that can copy very well. I see everybody else, they have a couple of days, so I will stay with the other day.
KD8RHB, WDATQZ is done with his comments. Didn't have much to say, but he's up there and he's hanging in there. This is KJBD.
All right, very good, Jim, and thanks for relaying his comments. Appreciate it. All right, next on the list is Kilo Bravo 9, Indy Alpha Romeo, and then we'll take a standby. Go ahead, Don.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for running the test there, Brett. Not a lot going on here. We just departed on the air yesterday. Just been a much better day for it. Temperature was up, so it set up under an oak tree and a little bit of a breeze. It was pretty nice. That's about all I have. Back to that control. KD8RHB, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Glad you were able to get out and do some photo yesterday. Always a good time. Thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. All right, we'll take a standby. There are any other bases out there which have been checked into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Also, if you're listening on the Central Michigan University Network's Whisper Feeder System,
you're starting to drop into the noise here. Any OB, I'll be monitoring. Thanks for being there, control.
Evening, Brett and everybody on the net. After four trips up the Mackinac, you're down up there. One on UHF, 145.31, one on UHF. 444-600 with a 151.4PL. So if you're listening on either one of them, feel free to check into the net. We also turned the DMR on and up that way on the Pintoning pair, and there's one on as a Sioux on the Mackinac or on the Detroit pair. So kind of broadening the horizon a little bit. But again, if you can hear this net on the VHF or UHF or Peter and Mackinac, feel free to check in. Thank you, Brett. KBSWR.
All right, thank you both for everything you guys do with Central Michigan Emergency Network. It really helps out us locally and everyone across the state with this nice service. So thank you very much. Appreciate you checking in. Good to hear you. Next date in November 8th. Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, you're up for comment.
Thanks, Brett. Nothing much new, except we're still looking forward to Macomb County, a D2 county, to the Oakland County invite to the Dream Cruise. We do have the 5 members going there. And the last thing is we're doing a little postcard, one of the old postcard recruitment projects, sending out postcards to new hams in the county, trying to bump up our membership. But short of that, that's it. This is NAWRO, back to net.
All right, very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in, and I applaud you guys for doing that, trying to reach out to members and get them involved again with a poster. That's pretty awesome. Thanks for giving that a go. All right, next on the list, Kilo Charlie 888, Mr. Foxtrot. Ron, you're up for comment.
This is KC8YVF, Ron ECRO for Saginaw County. Just last Tuesday, we completed another one of our public service events. We did the National Night Out here in Saginaw County. Had a real good turnout for the event. We ended up with having 3 helicopters come in. We had one of the medical helicopters from the local hospital. We had Trooper 3 that was there, and also a Chinook from the Air National Guard came in for that. So everybody enjoyed all of that part of it. Had a good turnout at the ham radio booth that we had. We had our county communications trailer there and had a good turnout there as well. So next up, we'll be waiting for the fall SET in October there, and then we'll complete our year with our last public service event that comes up toward the end of November. So that's all I've got for Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Thank you so much for checking in and telling me a lot of good stuff going on, especially with National Night Out. So that sounded like it was a good time. So good for you guys. All right, thank you. And on the list is Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
KD8RHB, this is WD8AXB. Charlie in Kalamazoo County, District 5. Nice to hear KB9IAR check in, and of course yourself for District 5, so I'm not all alone here. About the only thing worth commenting on, I guess, is this coming Wednesday night, there will be the Kalamazoo Races meeting down at the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Department EOC meeting room. Not sure what's on the table for training. I'm not sure if we're going to be handling some new 800 megahertz handheld radios or just what is on the table. But I know that was talked about. Other than that, I've been pretty quiet for ham radio and just been laying low, resting this week. I can't stand the heat. And just finishing up recovering from the second cataract surgery. So I've had both eyes touched on, and things seem to be improved. The left eye is a little slower coming back than the right eye did, but we're optimistic. So still under the doctor's care for the left eye, for sure. Back to you, Brett, and I put on the headphones today so I could hear the weak stations. Some are weak and some are doing quite well over here. 73, back to you, Brett, WD8AXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for your comments, and hopefully a speedy recovery for you. So thanks again for checking in. All right, next station, Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Oscar Juliet. You're up for comment.
Whiskey Oscar Juliet, you're up for comments.
Nothing heard. Standby here. Are there any other stations wishing to check in before we close for the Michigan Amateur Radio or Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet? If you're listening on Central Michigan Emergency Network, UHF or VHF with your computer system, you may also check in. Please call KAD-RHB.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Jalen Clinton, Township, Michigan, wishing to check in and one comment for the guy that stationed that had the cataract surgery.
Okay, the Kilo Echo 4 station, give me your call again, and then you can go ahead with your comments, over.
Yes, this is Kilo Echo 4. Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Kilo, Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Jalen Clinton, Township, Michigan. And the fellow that had the cataract surgery, after you start healing up, be aware to watch for any flashing lights that you may get, you may not. But if you see any flashing light in your vision, inside your vision, your eye, either eye, that may be a retina tear. Don't ignore it, because you could go blind if you let it go. You don't always get them, but it can happen to some. I had it happen. And they have to laser your cornea to your retina, rather, excuse me, the retina, because there's a slight tear possibly in the retina. That's the flashing light. So just a FYI. Thank you, Net Control, from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec.
Echo 4, Zulu, Quebec. Roger, thank you for your comments. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, did you roger the traffic? Over.
Yeah, Roger, I copy that. That point didn't even get raised. Didn't even get raised for any reason with the doctor. So I'll be seeing the doctor again on Friday. So I'll bring it up and see what she has to say. Thank you. Thank you, Zulu Yankee Quebec. This is WDAAXB. Back to you, Brett.
All right, very good. All right, we'll take one last standby. Actually, Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta, will you put out a final net call, over?
KD8RHB is KJBD, will do. This is Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta, assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Any station wishing to check in, please call now. Repeat, any station wishing to check in to the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now. This is KJBD. KD8RHB, KJBD, nothing heard.
Roger, by the intercept. Okay, I want to thank everyone for checking into the net this afternoon, and thank the Central Michigan Emergency Network for linking up the repeater system. Hopefully with the addition of the other repeaters, it'll give others an opportunity to check in here as well as when needed. So thanks again, and everybody enjoy the rest of your afternoon and have a safe week. This is KD8RHB, and this net is closed. Closed down, out. Return this frequency back to normal amateur use. Out.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guildford. W8CMN, repeater in Guildford.